right, so who's seen It's a Wonderful Life? See, I knew that this Saturday evening group was not only good looking, but very smart. Every season, every Christmas season, the movie It's a Wonderful Life is shown on television. It's shown over and over again. For those of you that haven't seen it, you should consider it your Christmas homework. There'll be a test later. It's a fantastic movie, and it includes Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed. The movie's about an angel who's sent from heaven down to help this businessman that's really, really frustrated. And the angel is going to show him what life would be like if he was never there. It's difficult to find movies like this nowadays. Old-fashioned virtues, it really hit on things like sacrifice, love of neighbor, sense of duty and loyalty. And those were more important than the desire for any material goods. Now, this movie, aside the fact that it's a Christmas movie, it just has this real strong basis of faith in it. It unfolds at a time in our country when religion and just even simple piety were just taken for granted. There was this scene when the Martini family moves into this new house, and it's purchased by George Bailey, and that's Jimmy Stewart's character. Before the family actually moves into the house, they take a moment. They bless themselves. And what they do is they show this sign of gratitude and silent prayer before ever going into the house. And it kind of makes you wonder, because the director, his name was Frank Capra. He was an Italian immigrant and a Catholic. And you kind of get this feeling when you see it that this is something that he'd seen before many times. Not in movies, just in his real life. And he put it in this movie. But he showed it in a way that seemed just natural and normal. It's been 70-plus years since its release, and it is considered by many to be the greatest Christmas movie ever. It is rated as the number 25 movie of all times. But if you watch it, and I ask you to watch it again if you get the chance, it's more than a Christmas movie. This movie just screams Advent. It's almost like it's an Advent movie. It's a movie about expectations and dreams. It's a movie about waiting for a future that seems like it's never going to come. And then at the end of the movie, you find redemption. The movie kind of shows us how one life can make a difference in the world. And it offers another way to look at our gospel reading today. If you watch it, or when you watch it. You'll notice that in the opening scenes of the movies, after the initial credits, the first name you hear mentioned is George Bailey, and then the second name you hear mentioned is St. Joseph. His name is invoked in a prayer, and from that moment on, the movie becomes, like the gospel we heard, a story about a righteous man and an angel. The movie is it's a parable about self-sacrifice and self-denial, of generosity and love. It's about a man who spent his life providing for others, forsaking any dreams that he had so that he can fill a greater dream and a greater call. Now, when you think about it, that's not radically different from our gospel reading. When we heard about St. Joseph, this is Jesus' stepfather. It makes you wonder whether or not, like George Bailey in the movie, did he have any frustrations, anger, or temptations in life? I'm going to guess he probably did. After all, Joseph was human. He was just like us. He was flawed. I'm guessing he was prone to some doubt, anger, selfishness, some sin, just like all of us. I can see they might have spent a lot of his time praying for patience, a job, health, all the same things that we do. He might have even known fear and despair. But more importantly, Joseph knew trust. I want you to think about this. Even though he never uttered a word in the Gospels, his actions spoke louder than anything he could have said. He listened and responded to what he heard. He dared to believe the unbelievable and surrender his doubt to God. He took to heart the message that the angel brought him. And like Mary, he took a leap of faith. You know, if we think about Mary's Magnificat, where she states, "I am the servant of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word." And as a result of the moment, a family was formed. This is the way it is with all of us. God's work can only be accomplished. His will can only be fulfilled if we give our assent. We're all called, just like Joseph, to cooperate and collaborate with God. We are called to fulfill God's dream for us, but to do so requires all of us to have something that we often lack, and that's trust. Many times we lack trust. If we truly took a moment to pray, to believe, and to have the trust in God, the way that Mary and Joseph did, what could we accomplish? In these final hours of Advent, we have a chance to make ourselves completely ready for God to enter our world. But Advent asks us to do something more than prepare the way of the Lord. It asks us to do what Joseph did, to prepare ourselves for God's will in our lives. Let's pray that we learn from Joseph's example. We need to seize these last days. Let's make them matter. We need to prepare, do things like go to confession, find time from some reflection time, just time with God. Get away from the noise, distractions, and stress. We need to listen and we need to trust. Because Christmas should be a reminder to all of us that the life Christ has given us truly is a wonderful life. And that it's our trust and relationship with God that makes it the most wonderful life of all.